Thanks for downloading this free audio sermon from Bethel Church, Coventry. For more audio downloads, updates on the building project and other information, why not visit us online at www.bethelcoventry.org.uk.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming in this wonderful weather. I am British and I don't like it. It's too hot. But we're very grateful that it's not snowing, so that's good. So today is going to be a little bit different. Before you panic, don't worry. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. So it's going to be quite relaxed. Everyone's going to be all in together for the whole service, but we'll try and keep it fairly short because it's quite warm. So I'm going to introduce a few things in a minute. So after we've done a bit of singing and we've had a reading and watched a video, we're going to be there's some different stations around the church and also in the garden, so people will be able to, if you would like to, move around do those things, but we'll explain more and there'll be a person on each station to show you what to do. So some of it is crafty, some of it is more reflective, just to say that originally, we weren't going to have any of the kids work on today. That's because we haven't actually got enough helpers for that. So what we've decided to do today is just have all in instead. But just to say, we would like to give the leaders of kids group a break. So if you've brought children with you, can you supervise them, please? That would be really helpful. Just gives people a bit of a chance to receive as well, because they do such an amazing job every week, week in, week out, year after year. So we are going to start by praying, by talking to God, because he's here with us. He's so good. And then we're going to sing. Okay. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for sunshine. Thank you for shade. Thank you for the incredible things that you've made in nature that show us who you are, and that you are with us, and that you are for us. We thank you, Father, that you are kind, that you are slow to anger and abounding in love. Lord, we bring to you all the things which would hinder us, the things which keep us tangled up, as your word says, the sin that so easily entangles. And we say sorry for the things which we keep doing, which keep us away from you. But we thank you that you bring us back to you every time, Lord. We can just say sorry and know that we're saved by your grace and that you can change us from the inside out. Father God, we just pray for this morning that you would be with each one that is here, that you would bring a fresh touch from your Holy Spirit, that we would be able to meet with you. And we thank you for our freedom to meet together today. We think about our brothers and sisters across the world who are not able to meet together freely. And we pray a special blessing on them. And we pray for the Portugal team as well, that they would be hearing from you and being bold in sharing your good news, that you would protect them. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, before we sing, I just want us to do a little quick turn to somebody next to you. If you don't already know them, you could tell them your name. If you do know them, it depends who they are. You might want to remind them of your name. And then we had a suggestion for who you think's going to win the World Cup, because it is coming home. Or if, like me, you're not too bothered, you could tell them what your favourite biscuit is. That's more my style. So, go. 2 minutes. Okay. I would just like to, he's going to kill me. I would just like to welcome Josh Bailey back to church.
Yes. Go on, give him a big clap.
He says that he's been in South Africa for 3 months with Tear Funds. I think he's just been sleeping. No, not really. Josh, it's really good to have you back. We had him back at House Group on Tuesday. We were very excited to see him. It's really good to have you back home as well. And we look forward to hearing lots about what God's been doing in South Africa. Okay, let's sing together. I'm hoping that I've got a crew of people to help with the actions. We're going to sing Ian's favourite song, My Lighthouse. Yes. Come on, if you want to do the actions, you can come up to the front because some of these guys don't know how to do the actions. Come on, it's hot. But anyone? Thank you, Erin. She gets paid to do that. No, just no one else. Anyone else? You don't have to be a child to come and do the actions. Anyone? Oh, come on, Josh Bailey. Come on. Oh, Erin, you're so brave.
Wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubles too. Oh, you are the peace in my troubles too. In the silence you won't let go, in the questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead us through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you that you are with us and that you are for us, that you love us completely, Lord. Thank you that that love makes us want to come to you, to say that we're sorry, to live for you and not for ourselves. Lord, we thank you that that love is the love of a perfect heavenly Father, that you lead us and you guide us. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for your love. And we just pray that you would be with us. And show us your love this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to sing again. In this song, we're going to take up our offering. It is for our regular members, but please do give generously. This is part of our worship as you're singing. It's part of our worship to God.
Of every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have made a way for us to come and be friends with God, that we can be with you, that you can be with us, that we can walk with you every step. Lord, we just ask that your Holy Spirit would come and fill us afresh, show us the things that we need to change and do differently in our lives. Show us the things that you have for us, the people that you want us to love and to help and to show your love to. Lord Jesus, show us today that you are with us and that we need not be afraid of anything that happens, because nothing is a surprise to you and you are Almighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. In Jesus' name. Okay. We're going to sing again. I'm going to need a bit of help with this one because it's actually one of my favourite songs, but I might cry. So I need you guys to... We're going to sing it without any instruments. It's Abide With Me. It's just a beautiful, beautiful song about how God is with us no matter what. So if I do start crying, you can cry as well, or you can just keep singing. It's fine. But please do just sing along. If you don't know it, it's really easy to pick up. Some of you will have been singing this for many, many years. Okay, thanks, Joe. Yes. I've been wanting Chris to do this for ages. Thank you, Chris. No, he didn't know that I was going to ask him to do that. Thank you, Chris.
To bless.
Wow, guys, that was amazing. Thank you very much. What a beautiful song. Okay. Ian's going to come up and introduce our video, which is also kind of the theme, really, for today. After that, we'll explain what other things you can do. If you don't want to get up and do things, that's also okay. There'll be some things to listen to, so you can just sit and reflect if you want to.
Okay, so that was cruel singing that song before I've got to come and speak. You know that. we're going to see a bit of a video. I hope it comes out okay on the screen. We did this book in our life group. It's by this guy called Judah Smith. He's from Seattle. Which is a place I'd like to go and visit because it's on the Pacific Northwest of America and they do great coffee. And so he's a man after my own heart. I love coffee and I love Jesus. And that's what Judah Smith says. And this book, he wrote this book and he's got this series of videos that came out of a campaign they did in Seattle to get people talking about who they thought Jesus was. So there was a whole ad campaign, bumper stickers, the whole lot. Social media, Jesus is ... And they invited people to answer that question. And we did it in our life group, and it was really good. Just kind of helped us to think about who Jesus is in maybe a kind of a different way, a new way to maybe what we already knew. And we liked it so much that we decided that we were going to do it at the youth camp. So the next year we did it at the youth camp as well. So, and we've had a kind of double dose of it. And in preparation for this, I've got the audio book of it and I've just been re-listening to that this week. And I've sort of skimmed it. So I'm going to have to go back and like read it all again, from the beginning. And he really talks about, our relationship to Jesus. And really about how that should impact our whole kind of outlook on life and our view of Christianity. And he talks about how Christianity has been sort of framed very negatively. All the things we don't do. We don't swear. We don't think about thinking pure thoughts. We don't smile. We don't have any fun. We don't do anything exciting. And he said, but Christianity is not about that. It's not about the not. It's about what we have in Jesus. And there's various chapters about Jesus being our friend, about Jesus being grace. Grace is a person, and it's Jesus. About Jesus being the point. What's the point of life? You might have asked that question. I know I have. Jesus is the point of life. Jesus is happy. He shared life with people. He had fun. He went to parties with people. He talked to people where they were. He met them where they were and then took them on from there. He makes people feel truly alive. And so the bit we're going to look at today is really some thoughts that he was hanging around Romans chapter 8 about Jesus being with us and for us. So we might have the impression that that God or Jesus is just waiting for us to mess up so he can punish us. And so he's framing it in a totally different way and saying, look, Jesus is for us. He's with us every day. He's promised to be with us and he's promised that he's for us. He's not waiting to punish us. He's waiting to help us and to welcome us and to help us in every aspect of our life, not just when we're sitting in church or doing religious things, but on Monday morning, when you're talking about the weekend you've just had. And that's the first question that will be asked of me tomorrow. Did you have a good weekend? Did you watch the football? And I will say, yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard they won. That was good. But I went to church and we talked about they fall for it every single week. They're suckers. They should know now that I'm going to talk about what we talked about in church. And you can see them sort of thinking, oh, I've done it again. I've asked that question again. And it's great because everybody asks how your weekend was. And so let's have a look at this video, and I want you to we're going to look at Psalm 23. The stations that are around the building are to do with Psalm 23, about Jesus being the good shepherd who looks after his sheep, and our standing before the shepherd, what that's like. But this is really sort of just talking briefly about how we can think about where we stand before Jesus and how he is with us and for us. They're the two key things. And that ties in really with what Keith's been talking about for months now, and Chris, about whole life discipleship, about what it means on a Monday morning or a Tuesday afternoon, or when we're really tired and we're really fed up and frustrated and it's too hot, and how we react to that. And that has an impact. So let's watch the video.
We've taken quite some time in talking about the fact that Jesus is with us. We rehearsed together the end of Matthew's gospel, where Jesus gives us this brilliant promise. And, be sure of this, Jesus says, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. When considering this incredible promise given to us by Jesus, it begs us to ask the question, why is Jesus with us? This leads us to Romans chapter 8, where Paul writes to the church in Rome, and he says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. He goes on to write in the very next verse, well, then what shall we say then to this incredible truth? If God is for us, who can be against us? Right then and there, Paul clearly states that God is for us. God is working not only with us, but God is working for us. He's working all things together for good. And later, Paul writes, in fact, the very next verse there in Romans chapter 8, that, hey, if this God didn't spare his own son, but gave him up as a sacrifice for our sins, how will he not freely give us all things? Paul seems to just unpack and frame for us this beautiful reality that if God is for us and he's with us, then, well, who can be against us? And if there are those that are against us, it's such a minor issue, because God of heaven and earth is with us and he's for us and he's working all things together for good. And if he's for us, and if he's demonstrated how for us he really is in giving us his son, then will he not freely give you the things that you necessitate in this life? It seems to me that Paul is clearly stating that we ought to come boldly to God, boldly, and ask those things that are needed in this life. We have a God who is very near to us, who is with us, who is completely familiar with the challenges and the difficulties and the successes and joys of our life. What an intimate Savior who is so intricately involved in our everyday life, when we're sleeping, when we're awaking, when we're laughing, when we're crying. This, of course, is illustrated maybe clearest in the story of Mary, Martha, in Lazarus, where they send word to Jesus and they let him know that Lazarus is on his deathbed. And the Bible goes on to say, mysteriously, Jesus, he waits 4 days, not one day or two, but 4 days. He's less than 2 miles away and he waits 4 days. And of course, by the time he arrives, the Bible says Lazarus is dead. Jesus gets there and there's mourners and friends, and Lazarus' body's been put in a tomb. And the shortest verse in all the Bible is recorded in this passage, and it's so revealing and so powerful. It says, Jesus, he wept. It's a mysterious verse, because if you'll notice as you read on there in Scripture, in but a few minutes, Jesus is literally going to raise Lazarus from the dead. He's going to change everything. Lazarus is going to have life. Well, then why would Jesus weep? Well, because he's with us. And he's for us. And though in the future all of this will be fixed, and in the future all of our answers we'll have all of our questions, we'll have answers in time and space. In the here and now, there is pain, there's challenges, and there's difficulty. And our Savior, because He's with us and He's for us, He empathizes with our pain. Even though He is the answer, He is the antidote, and He is the one who changes everything, He is so near to us, walking through time and space with us, that in our difficult times, He is the Savior who is there crying with us, empathizing with the pain. And yet we can be assured that He takes even the most painful seasons of our life and He works them together for good. This is this extraordinary God, our God, Jesus, who is with us. And He's with us because He's for us. Maybe there are situations and challenges you're facing in your life where, you know, when times are good and there are successes, it's very apparent and evident that, well, certainly Jesus is with me here and certainly He's for me there. But in the story of Lazarus, we see that even in our most agonizing seasons and darkest hours, Jesus is in fact there and He is with us. Let's take some time together and recognize that maybe even in the midst of maybe the grandest challenge or crisis that you're facing in this life, that Jesus is in fact for you. Maybe right now you're facing a relational crisis and you're questioning, God, are you really with me? Are you for me? And where are you? And how are you for me in this situation? Maybe it's an economic crisis, a financial crisis. Maybe it's a physical challenge that you're facing. I want to encourage you. I believe with all of my heart, according to this incredible promise given to us in Scripture, that Jesus will never leave us or forsake us. He's always with us, and He's with us because He's for us. And He's with you in every situation and every challenge you face in this life.
Psalm 23, it's from the good news translation this is from. The Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in fields of green grass and leads me to quiet pools of fresh water. He gives me new strength, He guides me in the right paths as He has promised. Even if I go through the deepest, darkest, I will not be afraid, Lord. For You are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me. You prepare a banquet for me where all my enemies can see me. You welcome me as an honored guest and fill my cup to the brim. I know that Your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and Your house will be my home as long as I live.
Okay. I think we'll sing that after we've done the time of reflection, if that's okay. Sorry, Gareth. So we'll do the song at the end. Thank you. Okay, so if you are interested in doing any of the things that we've got, what I'm going to do is ask the people that have organised the little stations to just tell you just briefly what they are, and then you're free to, we've got about 20, 25 minutes just to move around together. If you want to pull up chairs, you can do, that's fine. So over here, we have got the obligatory making a sheep, because we are God's sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd who's willing to die for His sheep, so He lays down His life. There's a lovely bit in John 10 that says, "My sheep know my voice and they listen to me." So you can make a sheep if you like. And Jane has very kindly organised some other things.
There's also painting, gluing, sticking, if you feel inclined. A dove as a sign that God is with us by His Spirit, so we can collage. And there's a blank sheet of paper, but if you paint over it, it will say, "God knows me." That will appear. And outside, am I also talking about outside? I know you've got a quiet area there, but also on part of the lawn, there's some Play-Doh if some of the children want to make a sheep or whatever they want out of Play-Doh. Okay.
All grown-ups can do Play-Doh as well. That's allowed. It's actually quite good fun. Over here, we've got our the table, the banquet that he's prepared before us. There are some grapes on here. Please, can you be careful of small children and choking? I'm sorry it's not a four-course meal. I ran out of time. what you can do is write your name on a little name place card just to remind you that you are invited to that banquet and that he has prepared that table for you. There's some Bible verses very kindly have been wrapped up for us that you can take as well. We also have the anointing oil. Paul is going to pray for people that would like to be anointed with oil as well, which is very exciting. Does someone want to talk about outside? I can't see them. Where are they? Where's Sarah? Sarah is not here. She's out. Oh, she is there. Sorry. Sorry, Sarah's in here.
There is a rod and staff station here. If, like me, you like reading blogs, I've printed out a blog called Rod and Staff Strange Comfort, which I found really encouraging. So you're welcome to come and take a copy and have a read and think about that. Outside, there are still waters.
Yeah, we've got still waters and green pastures outside. Let's hope it's not too hot, otherwise it might be the dark valley of death. Yeah,
that's next week. So outside, we've just got some jugs of water and some cups. So if you want to partake of that, you can have a drink of cool water, hopefully. So, yeah. Okay.
They've set up the gazebo as well, so there's some nice space out there in the shade to do that. Over here, we've got a bit of dark valley, which is where we've got a big bit of paper with some bars on and some... my favourite, post-it notes, and you can think about people that might be in prison or in a dark valley time, that are persecuted, or anyone that you feel is kind of trapped that you want to pray for. And also outside, there are some Peggy things with hearts that you can write, people that you would like God to bring healing for as well. So I think that's nearly everything. Josh.
Also got for The Lord Is My Shepherd, we got a Bible study at the back. And there's also a reflective thing where you need to write something that you don't no longer need, like a plan, and then something that you have, like you have a good shepherd.
And in here as well, we're going to have some worship music videos playing. We were thinking about God with us being with us through nature as well. So we've got some videos that have got some nice pictures on. So if you would like to just sit and reflect, you can read your Bible, sit and talk and pray with people if you would like to. But I would encourage you to engage with this. I know it's different for a Sunday morning, but different isn't always bad. And it's just really lovely to be here as a family together, knowing that God is with us and for us. If you want something to read other than Psalm 23, which Sarah's kindly printed out, you can take those away. They're in different versions. They're sort of on all the different versions of the Bible, which is helpful as well. Then also John 10 is a really lovely chapter to read. And also, like Ian said, Romans 8 as well. So, okay. So we'll just play the videos, and you might have to get up and move. Thank you.
Never failed me yet. waiting for change to come. Though when the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me yet.
Hello, hello. Hello. Okay. Unfortunately, we're short on time, so we need to start kind of just coming back. Well, we're going to end with a prayer that we can join in with that Paul and Sarah are going to read, and then we're going to sing The Lord's My Shepherd together. Just want to encourage you to keep thinking about God being with us and for us this week. So don't kind of just think, oh, that's it now, I've done Sunday morning. Try and keep reflecting this week on what God's been speaking to you about this morning. Okay.
So let's pray.
Our Father in heaven.
The Lord, our shepherd.
Hallowed be your name.
You guide us along the right paths for your name's sake.
Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
You anoint our heads with oil, our cups overflow. Surely your goodness and love will follow us all the days of our lives.
Give us today our daily bread.
We lack nothing. You make us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside quiet waters. You refresh our souls.
And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Even though we walk through the darkest valley, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us.
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Paul and Sarah. That was beautiful. Okay, we're going to sing together now. Just one last song. We're going to sing The Lord's My Shepherd, for obvious reasons. But I just want you to just really think about the words. Think about what God's been speaking to you about this morning, things that you've been bringing to him, and just to be encouraged that he is always with us to the very end of the age. Okay. You'd like to stand if you'd like to. Good to us. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the good shepherd that died for his sheep, that you are the one who doesn't leave that one behind. You're the one who comes back to search for the one that is lost. Lord, where we are lost, would you come and find us? Lord, will we be open to being found by you and in you? Lord, we just pray for a special blessing on this week, that you would go before us, that you would hem us in on every side, that you would protect us and all of your people And we pray, Lord, that you would find, help us to find those still waters, the green pastures where we can spend time with you, that your rod and your staff would comfort and protect us. And Lord, that we would know that our cup of overflows as you anoint our heads with oil, Lord. I thank you that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And apart from you, Lord, we can do nothing. So we lift our hearts to you for this week, Lord, that you would be with us and that we would know that you are with us and for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, please do get a drink afterwards. If you want to just carry on having a little look round, that's fine as well. We'll be clearing up in about sort of 10 minutes. Okay, thank you ever so much for joining in, everyone. It was really lovely to see so many people really engaging with that. And I just want to say thank you to these guys, to Jane, to Gareth, and to our house group for working really hard for today. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to a broadcast here from Bethel Church in Coventry. For more information and other sermons, why not visit us online at www.bethelcoventry.org.uk.